Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. I'm wondering, Edie, if you've got advice for that person who even now is trying to strive their way out of a lie.
Well, I think we so often in our culture, especially with our, you know, sort of technology, social media culture, we think we always have to present this sort of perfect picture to the world. And I did that for a long time, too. But what I realized is that it's not the shiny parts of my life that can be a lifeline and a benefit to my neighbor. It's actually my struggle and my heartache. And if I can be honest with that and share that, God can use that not only to heal my own heart, but then to bring hope and peace and healing to my neighbor. And I think that, you know, the first step might be just being willing to really look honestly at our past and at our wounds and what's keeping us stuck, what's keeping us from really living our lives fully for other people, what's keeping us from sharing ourselves and our gifts. And a lot of times it's just fear of rejection, you know, doubt, insecurity. We don't really believe that we're loved. And so being willing to just come with open hands, bring our wounds, bring our hurts, bring our suffering to a God who loves us unconditionally, who understands, who because of his death on the cross so intimately knows our heartache and suffering. And so we bring that to him. He redeems it. He restores it. He transforms it miraculously into a gift that we can then bring to our brothers and sisters. And, you know, I wrote online for a long time. I have a blog called Life in Grace. I wrote for a long time about the shiny things of life. I loved to write about my recipes and what I was doing in my house and you know, sort of all these pretty things. And when I wrote the real story of my heart, what I realized is that the prettiest things in our lives don't look very pretty. But God is a God who will redeem them. And he, you know, people have, yeah, they might, you know, enjoy a recipe that I wrote about beef stew, or they might, you know, enjoy some pretty decorating I did in my house. But more people have really been able to find hope and peace from my hard story, from the story that wasn't so pretty.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.